They put a rod in my back. Also, I lost both my legs to complications, diabetes. Also, I almost bled to death. I'm not going to get further into it, but I know the cost of the life. I'm here. God doesn't want me.
Sorry to hear about all that. You sound pretty positive.
I roll with the punches, and what keeps me happy is ham radio. Patty is still with me. We moved. I'm in Massapequa Park. That's on the border of Nassau and Suffolk. Yeah, she loves it. We both love it.
Okay, well, that's a place that you went to Japan. Very important. I remember I lived in Brooklyn. Got married, moved to the city. My wife didn't like Brooklyn. And got pregnant, we moved out to Jersey, and we really like it. Very happy here for the last 20 years. So, important to be in a place where you live. Oh, back to you.
Okay. And to be, yes, we both love it here. Patty's son and a grandson, Landon. So I put together, I think God loves it, a nice, nice family. Patty's daughter, Michelle, the other day had a baby.
I'm seeing it's not just God.
Got cut off something. It's not you or something.
No problem. Anyway, we love it. Are you familiar with a reverse mortgage? We have one. I got a lot of money to sell something. And when you bleed now, years later, I'm coming into some more money. So, we'll do things we have to do.
RT, it's not just that, and you have a can't touch.
No, somebody keeps coming in. Oh, okay.
I'm not!
I heard somebody else come in a few times. Sounds like a fellow or something.
Okay, now, darling, listen, I have to go, because an ambulance is picking me up at 9 to go somewhere. I'll catch you later. Been very nice chatting with you. M3UZB and 2EO.
Very good. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. Yeah, okay. No, this is M2UZB, Claire 73, and I'm standing by.
RT, you have a can't touch II.
2UZB. K2MIT in East Chester.
Who was that calling? Just when he called, I was on the telephone. This is M2EO.
N2EO from K2MIT. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. That's Matt. No, not Matt. What is your name?
Jeffrey.
All right, Jeffrey. I always forget with everybody. I tried to order some food, breakfast. Would you believe the delivery guy didn't come in?
I hate when that happens. Because you're expecting it, and they don't show up, and then you got to pay the price.
That's right. Now I have to leave here very shortly. I have to go to North Shore Hospital. Well, it's a minor procedure. I'll be back. But I'm hungry.
How's your mobility? You can get around okay?
It's really not bad. I mean, unfortunately, I qualified with Medicare for, you know what a hover round is? A motorized wheel. Very nice.
Do you have a handicap sticker so you can park in the handicap spot?
Well, I used to. I don't drive anymore.
I'm sorry. So what, you take a taxi to the hospital?
No, I don't get out much. The end of that service, paid by insurance, will take me anywhere, but only to a doctor. They won't take me anywhere private. I remember it was a Weimar Christmas party, so I took an ambulance there and back with Benson. $175 round trip.
Now, when you think about how much it costs to keep a car for an entire year, a lot more than that, the $175 for one night, it's probably a pretty good deal.
Well, the problem, Jeffrey, I guess you don't know. Both my legs were amputated because of complications with diabetes. But, so I'd have to learn how to use Astros. I don't want to do that.
That's my worst fear with my insulin-dependent diabetes parts. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm really sorry to hear that. Best of luck to you.
I'm doing okay. And had a room of emergency medical type. You know what? God doesn't want me yet. I'm rolling with the punches.
Just to keep your mind active and being on the radio and talking to people and using your brain will extend your lifetime towards dementia, and the more crossword puzzles you do, the more reading you do, all of those mind things you can do to keep your mind active will help help with your health.
I agree. You're right. And I don't give up. You know what? I had a very dear friend to him many, many years ago. He was blind. He got around fine. You know what he once said to me as he pounded into him in the goal for the blind? And means won't.
Yeah, I my first girlfriend was blind, and, you know, it's all about compensation. She could pretty much anything anybody else wanted. You know, her hearing was amazing. Her sense of smell was amazing. They all compensated for the lack of sight. She's blind since birth, so she didn't know anything different. And I asked her once, would you want your sight if you could get it back? And she said, no, I don't know any other way, and I'm perfectly fine this way, and I can get around and do everything I need in my imagination to figure out what things look like. And she's actually afraid of, not that she could ever get it repaired, but she, philosophically, she the way she was, which I found very interesting.
My friend Danny, the call used to be W-A-2-H-I-Y. He was not born blind, but he had very poor vision all his life. I used to go over and help him. While I was in bad shape, he had a leak in his faucet, not the drain. You know, I got the plumbing, cut it down to size, glass plumbing, and I put it in for him. He appreciated it. You know, Danny was a 50. Wait a minute. CWI. Very nice, son. And when he went totally blind, he still kept on going.
That's a great story. It's a really good story.
Yes, Jeffrey. You know, people can compensate for almost anything. Never dead in the water. It's very.
And hopefully, it's going to be a while for me. As long as the diabetes doesn't start making me fart. My worst fear is retinopathy, losing my vision.
I understand. Well, I'm walking. I went to an ophthalmologist. Turns out I have cataracts. mood, but I'm fine. And I said to him when he walked in there with his stuff, I said to him, point blank, I said, am I going to go blind? He said to me, point blank, no.
I should have asked you this before. I have the same issue you do. It takes me about 10 times to associate a call and a name and a face hearing disability that I have. Just remind me your name, please.
Hey, what did you say before you asked?
That I have a learning disability, which makes it very difficult for me to remember names with calls or names with faces. Just remind me of your name. I'm sorry to ask.
No problem. It's Rich. Romeo, India, Charlie Hotel. Join the club. I have the same problem as you.
Bad for me because I'm a teacher and I co-teach, means two teachers in a room. My co-teacher, who's what I would say a normal person, learns the kids' names in 3 days. It takes me about 8 weeks. I'm still, even I call my own by the wrong names. I call my daughter by my son's name. There's an area in the brain called Broca's area, and that allows you to associate thoughts with words. Sometimes with dyslexia and dysgraphia, Broca's area is compromised. Hold on. And it also associates faces with names. The mind looks at a face and then recalls the name. Sort of like pattern matching, if you will. A really, really, really long time. Frustrating. So very much I appreciate to MIT. I am just at my final location for a wonderful QSO. Hope we can speak. Best of health to you. And we're in the same boat. So take MIT. I'll be clear on your final. Take care.
Okay, Jeffrey. You have a wonderful day. And I'll see you later. Take you MIT. And to you.
Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2L repeater.
I think it's the wrong band. I was transmitting on. Good morning, Charlie, WHCDO. I think you're here.
Morning, Andy. I guess the rain hasn't hit us yet, but are they still calling for rain today?
Yeah, it's raining here in West Hempstead. It just started lightly, but it is raining.
All right, I guess I'm just lucky right now. It's probably headed this way. I got in 10 meters again last night, had a brief contact with Illinois, so I'm enjoying the band.
I turned it on because there was a 10-10 contest over the weekend. I worked with one of the local guys, but I really didn't hear much activity. Bands were not really that great, but it's good you made a contact.
Didn't last long. It was like the bands are going in and out, but you know, I was on long enough to hook up with I think it's a Central Illinois, like 10-meter sideband group, or they said they're going to send me something in the mail. So it was neat to make a contact that far.
Yeah, where did you speak to? What location?
It was Central Illinois, I believe.
Oh, yeah, it's like the Midwest, maybe. Yeah, I guess so. Out there. All right. Yeah, sometimes a band is, depending on conditions, how things work out.
Kind of neat. I mean, I did have to use a lot of power. Well, I only have 100 watts on my radio, but, like I told you, Friday I was able to talk to somebody like it was like in the next room with 5 watts, so that was just really neat.
Yeah, sometimes when the band is in good shape, you don't need much power. So, to communicate, that's true. So, happy it worked out.
Yeah, like you said, the bands haven't been good, and, you know, it's sporadic, but, what can you do? You can take the openings when you can find them. No, I was thinking about those tubes you said the keys broke on. Were the tubes good otherwise than the keys?
Hello, they look okay. I didn't check them on my diver tube test, so I didn't check them yet. But I would imagine the tubes themselves would be good. Because there was no damage to the tube, just the But I'm going to replace them anyway, because I don't want to put a tube in that's got a broken keyway. I have other tubes, so. But eventually I'll check them.
Now, if I thought you had said that you had that the keys had that broke off were still in the box, so a little dab of JB Weld and it'd probably be good forever.
True. Yep, I could do it that way. That's a good idea.
Stuff has done fantastic things for me over the years. I mean, I've used it to repair gears on copiers. I think the original stuff is better than the 5 minutes. But I actually had a friend that had an over-under shotgun, which had to be re-soldered and re-blued, and they wanted $500 or $600 to do it. I told him, just put a little JB Weld in, clamp it shut, and it's worked fine for him ever since.
Okay, good. Yeah. Sometimes, it pays to spend a little extra time and, put some effort into it.
Well, it's just nice to have a little tool like that, along with zip ties and everything else, that gets you out of the woods until you order something new, in my case, doing service, so, And you know how handy zip ties are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a bunch of them. Well, I have a lot of parts, for sure. I got, I have things that I can't even describe as far as little parts are concerned, little things. You know, as far as if I wanted to build something or make something or something, I have all these special little parts of different things. So, yeah. I can easily glue it back, if I wanted to. I'll probably wind up doing that because I'll check the tubes and I would think that they're good. They look okay. But I haven't turned the radio on yet because I'm busy doing other things right now.
Understandable. We all have those lists of things we never get accomplished. But we cross a couple off here and there.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff on it. I haven't worked on my antenna system yet, which I'd like to do this coming month. This month anyway. I was going to do it last month, but other things got in the way, so I waited. So I got my grass cut. I got a little bit lazy and let it grow, and then started to overgrow, and then of course the weeds start coming up. So I did a lot of weeding. I was on my hands and knees yesterday weeding, and you know it's funny. I like doing that. There's something about putting my hands into the ground and feeling the dirt. It's funny how I say that, but there's a good feeling about that, and I can't describe it. You probably know what I'm talking about. I don't really have a green thumb, so to speak, but it's nice to weed because you get rid of all the stuff that you don't want.
Absolutely, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's, you're reconnecting with your roots, to throw out a pun, I feel the same way when I get away from, all the concrete and buildings and whatever and go hunting. Just to walk in the woods and get in touch with yourself and nature. It's just a good feeling.
I guess it's like rolling around in the grass. You know, there's something magical, I would say, about, like even sleeping outside or sleeping in a tent. You know, and feeling the worms underneath you. I'm laughing when I say it that way. It is good because when we were kids, we did some of that anyway. We slept outside. Sometimes when we didn't have air conditioning, it was a hot summer day. In the old house that we lived in, it was cooler to stay outside and to sleep outside. So I made like a little mattress and a little bed, and I was on the back porch or something, if I recall. And I slept outside, and it was nice. And you hear the crickets and everything. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Some of my fondest memories are when you were a child and, you know, you were sleeping outside and everything was new and the grass and the woods. And I remember the heat as well. I was fortunate enough when I was little that we had a lake in our backyard. So if it got too hot, we'd, you know, either take a shower, a cold shower, or we'd run and jump in the lake to cool off. And it was nice.
Yep. Yeah, that it is. And then, you know, at night, this time of the year, you have these cicadas, which I'm starting to hear now. And I know that they appear in cycles. I once knew how the cycles work. Some years you don't hear them at all, and other years you know there are quite a few. And I'm starting to hear them now, but not too many. And I remember in years back around this time, you know, there would be you would always hear them. But I do hear some other insect that makes an interesting sound, and I've been hearing this every year, but I don't know which. I can't describe the sound, but I don't know what insect it is. But they live in the trees, you know that, and they sort of talk to each other at night. They make like a chirping sound, you know, like that lasts about maybe a second and a half for the chirp. And you could actually hear, you know, there's one in one tree and one in another tree. It's almost like they're talking to each other.
Well, I'm sure they are. That one doesn't sound familiar, but the cicadas I'm very familiar with. I've been finding their shells, you know, that they climb out of around quite a bit lately. And it's good to hear them. It just means summer is here. And I don't remember, it was 7-year locust or...
Dropped out at the end. What was the last thing you said? After 7-year locust?
They call the cicadas, I think, 7-year or 17-year locust. Unfortunately, I'm parked right under an overpass waiting for a light.
Okay, yeah, you're just barely getting in, but I hear you.
Amazing as that. I got an 18-wheeler parked alongside of me and a massive roadway above me.
I'll wait till you move until the light changes.
Andy, I'm clear of the light.
Okay, yeah, much, much better, of course. Yeah, 7 years, 17 years, I'm not sure. One thing I have been seeing lately, which I've never seen before, at least in a long time, are these, what would you call, newts or salamanders? No, salamanders, I think, are in the water. These are land little things. They've been down in Florida, and I've noticed them here, and I saw one yesterday. And I also saw a few dead ones. I don't know what their lifespan is, but, they have four legs, they're low to the ground, they have a long tail, and they're really quick. I mean, those things can really move. Maybe a newt, you would call it, or, I'm not exactly sure. And they're sort of like, brownish in color, so they sort of blend in. Some of them are green. So they blend in with the grass. You really can't see them. They're camouflaged. And I've noticed them this year. I saw them last year, but this year I see even more of them. So something that I haven't seen in a long time.
Well, I guess like the locust, everything is cyclic. You know, life cycles, peak and, you know, and rise and drop. But where I grew up, we had none of them. I mean, we had little toads and frogs and whatnot, but... We didn't have any of the newts or salamanders.
Yeah, well, frogs, well, tree frogs, I think they're called, or tree toads. When I first moved here, there were quite a few. They were all over the place. And then they disappeared. So now, I'm not far from a lake, so that could be one of the reasons why. I'm also seeing some different type of birds. You know, the bird population, the cardinal... I've always heard cardinals in the spring, and it's interesting, I don't hear that many anymore this time of the year, but I remember years ago, you would never hear a cardinal's sound. Of course, now, you know, I recognize it, and you see them, they're quite numerous. but I guess like anything, you know, they go in cycles. But one thing I've been hearing a lot of these blue jays, because they give that loud screeching sound, and there's quite a few of them this year. There's more this year than last year.
I haven't seen many blue jays at all. They've been kind of scarce, but I have seen a lot of different birds and butterflies as well. So, you know, like you said, things are cyclic. But interesting conversation. We'll have to continue it another time, though. I just pulled into my parking spot and actually have to go punch in. Just want to tell you, have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon. I'll be clear on your final.
Okay. Have a good day, too. WHCDL. See you later.
You have a great day. 82 KNH, clear, 73.
82 KMB, and to RBP Mobile. And to RBP Mobile, listen, anybody on frequency, good morning. Nothing heard, and to RBP clear.
WQL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
KC2HBR, handle here is John. Currently I'm in Bayside, Queens, and I'm trying to find out how to get to Prospect Park in Brooklyn. Would you be able to help me, please?
Well, unfortunately I'm not familiar with that area, and I'm mobile myself, so I'm sorry I won't be able to help you out. Let me just bring out there, you got a base station? Pick it up for hanging out. I'm put it into a GPS. Back to you. KC2KHK.
Thank you, KHK. KC2HBR. I'll be clear on listening.
Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the WQL Repeater.